I'm Gene Randall. Foreign nationals are being evacuated from China as the official death toll from the coronavirus outbreak stands at 132, with confirmed Chinese cases nearing 6,000. It is a number already higher than the SARS virus in 2002 and 2003, which took some 800 lives. Some hours ago, a plane load of Americans landed in Anchorage, Alaska from Wuhan, China, the center of the new epidemic. Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink,
screening. All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. And in Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more and were approved to continue on to California when the crew welcomed them back to the United States.
For the situation in the United States, here is the AP's Mike Hempen.
In the U.S. so far, there are 5 confirmed patients, 2 in Southern California and 1 each in Washington State, Chicago, and Arizona. They had all traveled to the hardest hit part of China, but there's no sign they have spread the illness to anyone around them.
That was AP reporter Mike Hempen. A UNICEF shipment of respiratory masks and protective suits for health workers landed in Shanghai today to support China's response to the coronavirus outbreak. The executive director, Henrietta Fore, says, quote, "This coronavirus is spreading at a breakneck speed, and it's important to put all the necessary resources into halting it." American officials report that the bodies of 2 U.S. pilots in Monday's military plane crash in Ghazni province, Afghanistan, have been recovered. It's still unclear why the plane went down in the Taliban-controlled district, but Washington insists it was not shot down, as the Taliban and Iranian media have claimed. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. There is disturbing news in the investigation of the helicopter crash that killed former American basketball great Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and 7 others. We get a report from the AP's Mike Rossia.
Federal investigators say the helicopter that crashed Sunday, killing Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gigi, and 7 others, did not have the Terrain Awareness and Warning System, known as TAWS. NTSB member Jennifer Homendy told reporters in 2004 her agency recommended that the FAA make TAWS mandatory on all rotor-powered aircraft seating 6 or more people, but the FAA did not act.
TAWS could have helped to provide information to the pilot on what terrain the pilot was flying in.
The helicopter crashed into a fog-shrouded mountain. I'm Mike Rossia.
Members of the U.S. Senate will spend much of this day asking questions, charged with answering them, the 2 sides in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Democrats want him removed from office on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. His impeachment lawyers insist Mr. Trump has done nothing wrong. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Danger, danger, danger.
Jay Sekulow says kicking the president out on these charges would set a horrible precedent, saying Democrats want him gone only because they don't like his policies. He's also swiping at former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, whose unpublished book is said to contradict a key defense argument. He writes the president wanted to keep aid from Ukraine until it agreed to investigate Joe Biden.
It is not a game of leaks and unsourced manuscripts.
Bolton has offered to testify, but Republicans are resisting hauling him or other witnesses. Some senators back issuing a subpoena for the manuscript so they can see it for themselves, but only in a secure room, which top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls absurd.
It's a book. There's no need for it to be read in the skiff unless you want to hide something.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cited the Clinton impeachment 20 years ago for question and answer session decorum.
Senators were thoughtful and brief with their questions, and the managers and counsel were succinct in their answers. I hope we can follow both of these examples.
The United States has again revised upward the number of U.S. troops injured in this month's Iranian missile attacks on 2 Iraqi military bases. The number of those with symptoms of traumatic brain injuries now stands at 50. It was initially announced that no American was hurt. That was changed to 11, then 34, and now 50. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host, Larry London.